中。
We have on our agenda. Session, so round table or whatever purpose we want to use. So, for the sewer district, I know that you all had one topic in particular that you wanted to talk about, especially that you wanted to talk about regarding, I think, the Bee Creek area sewer bonds and et cetera, and financing of those bonds and what we may or may not be able to do with those. I brought those up in our exec session a while ago, thinking we had just talked with the individual that had those for us, and if there was no window for us to do anything, Danny reminded me that that was the judicial facility, so it wasn't the surgery process. So if you all would like to start with that, and I'll let you begin, and we can talk about that, and then anything else that we all just need to chat about, relationship, communications between our two districts. Or at least that's had been our whole perspective of this.
You want me to start?
Your financial
district. Yeah. Leave Wizard off of it. We'll talk about the SRF. Well, it's been brought to our attention that we have until November 1st to decide whether we want to pay all or part of the SRF Bee Creek loan without any prepayment penalties on this particular portion. And then you have to tell me, what is it, $6.1 million?
$6.4 million. It's at least 5.5. Brad's been right shipping on this 8.5.
All right, so $5.5 million. That would certainly shave 2 years off the loan, is that correct, at the end? As
yes,
well as.
It gets rid of 20 and 21, 23, 22 and 23.
Yeah. As well as free up some, or keep it from paying. Yeah, that's more than half of the outstanding balance. The outstanding balance, what, $9 million something?
From the figures I had yesterday, when we got it, it's a little over $9 million.
Yeah, so, you know, we pay about $400,000 or $500,000 in interest a year.
This year, the principal was $800,000, and the total payment was $1,004,000. So this year, it was $250,000. It goes up a little bit next year. So.
$250,000 on the total amount?
The interest will be on the total amount.
Right. Sure. So, anyway, obviously, it's an interest-saving opportunity as well for us. We got the money, from what I understand, sitting there. It's not necessarily allocated to any one particular project or municipality. At this time, we got projects, scheduled for 2014 that we'd like to do, but I do believe that $5 million would be still free of that allocation for 2014. I have not seen the updated budget on 2014, but that's my understanding.
That's your balance?
What's your balance?
On the SRF loan?
No, total
balance.
Without the municipality.
You're talking about the county sales tax sewer balance or your balance and your budget?
I'm talking about the counties and theirs is what I'm trying to get.
I'm talking about the county tax, the county's portion of it, right? The main tax without the municipality's portion involved. Is that what we're supposed to be talking about?
No,
I wasn't talking about 2014 budget. I was talking about the sum and then subtract 2014 budget out of it, and we still have enough collected money.
I think right now we're looking at if we did everything that was on that budget, I don't know what happened. It's $15 million there. You have the Miles Dawes project also
Just in rough, so you're talking 15, and the vital salts is no 3.
Right.
So that's 18. Go ahead and go. So that,
and then whatever you're setting aside for municipalities or whatever.
The vital salts actually at 6, but 3 that's coming in is new revenues,
right,
as well as the proportional sort of sales tax. Again, historically, we've never, but if we budget for a certain amount, is typically the projects get delayed for whatever reason, so
or it's over a 2 year time frame.
It's over a 2 year time frame, yeah. So we don't actually spend that money that day.
How much do we normally collect in a year, Eddie?
On clean your normal, that toll tax is about $6 million, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Y'all would have to get a handle on that as I do.
Well, I think the point here is if after everything's said and done, if we have the money left over, we're not making any money on that money. We might as well be saving some interest rate on that money and get that obligation taken out of there and leave us with, about $4 million, give or take, $4 million left to pay on that loan, which we cannot prepay until we get to, what, 19 or?
19, 20, and 21 have to be paid off in
the years. If I remember the figures from the other day, I didn't read my sheets, but we could prepay everything except for 3 years.
Yeah.
And those listed out, it wasn't the two on the end, it was in specific years we could prepay.
And those are the highest interest rate years anyway.
Yeah, they could go to 5.25 on those 3 years.
Yeah.
5.25 on 19, 20, 21, it's five in the year before and 5 years after, but there is a subsidy, so we're actually paying out 2.5 or 3.25 or something like that.
Well, 60% to 70% subsidies.
You know, looking at just this issue alone, I can't see that there's any downside to paying these off early. It's all on the plus side. If we have the money, and the money is sitting there, and we're earning a whopping 0.5% on it, we're certainly paying out a whole lot of money now. We need to pay off whatever we can, in my opinion, as soon as we can.
My
and we need to do that. I mean, it's just...
I can support that. My whole questions were about the remaining balance that would have been left over after we get through with.
Yeah, we certainly don't want to run it dry. I mean, that wouldn't do us any good.
Well, what we're going to do, and while we're talking about that, going into the budgetary side, at least as a perspective, is look at the dollars that are there, the dollars that are in the fund, what in the fact we are going to do with the county share of those dollars. What in fact we are going to accept and work with the sewer district and the unincorporated areas, what we're going to do with the cities and the incorporated areas, whether or not the cities want to do something different in our meetings in the future, that there's been some sounding as to that, and or reaching out to do different projects themselves within their cities and with the county consider that. There's been those questions. We're going to be addressing the issue of this law enforcement sales tax payment down here. My suggestion to the county is going to be that we pay that bond payment in March out of, so budget payment comes out of those funds to that, and then budget the revenue when the sales tax comes back in over a monthly basis back into the fund. Do that out front so there's no questions about it from the public, that we're going to use it for any purpose other than that. Have those discussions in public meeting. The other option is to take it out of general county revenue, but we don't have the money to do it, and we'll put us spending more money than we're bringing in that particular fund, or out of the road and bridge fund, which now we've been told we can't do that, so we're really limited in what our options are as a county. That's the best option for us.
I don't think we have a problem with that.
I just want to make sure that when we do that, it's going to be transparent, it's going to be in the budget, it can be seen by the public.
And it was voted on by the people. That's the main thing, that we can do that, right?
Yeah, that's the reason we can do it.
Yeah.
The state auditor's office, as a matter of fact, has mentioned that we probably could do it anyway, as long as we wrote it up and explained it and put it in our minutes, and we're doing it for this purpose because it's paper. That's what the county has been doing since they first built this facility down there. They've been paying it out of those funds, but on paper they're saying, at the end of the year, here's the portion of general county revenue that came out of, and the sales tax that was coming in was put into general county revenue, and the law specifically said creating a fund. So we did that to be in compliance with Missouri law, and we'll be okay, but we're going to specifically set a budget for where we anticipate those dollars to be, and we haven't even began that process yet. As a matter of fact, I just got an email from, we all did, from Rick in the course of the last 2 or 3 days. It says, your budget, or most of your budget, I haven't even opened it yet, for the requests that have come in. And we'll start that process probably, as I asked Rick anyway, as soon as he's ready, we're ready. So hopefully in the next 2 or 3 weeks we'll get started on it.
Well, we'll need to give a yes or no back to them by November 1st. Is that right?
I called that December, but he said, yeah.
I talked to Jack Delaney.
That's what he said. Well, I have no reason to think that we couldn't, as a commission, vote on that right now and make it a matter of public record when it comes out. Well, it would be public record. I was thinking that it's accepted. If that's the preference of the Sewer District Board,
you can call all of those or any part of them. So if as you work on the budget, it could change that. I'm just saying you have the option. I'm not saying not to. I'm just saying know that you have that option.
I think it was 6.4, including 14's payment. He said we'll have to make 14's payment because it's coming to the anyways. So
could I suggest that we have Jack tell us what that exact amount is, bring it to the commission, find out whatever action we need to take that he's comfortable with, and we'll put it in front of the county commission.
It's Monday. You said right now.
Well, I'm going to, as soon as Jack Dillon give us the
information. I quizzed him about how much interest savings that would be, and he said he could run that. I was just curious.
Well, it's interesting to me.
Yeah.
I think if you look at it, I brought this up 2 or 3 years ago, longer than at the time, I think we were going to save about $450,000 a year. Probably different now because the balances went down, obviously. But if you save between $250,000 to $450,000 a year, that's money that could, if you're not paying out the interest, you could apply to a project somewhere.
Yeah. And then simple math. I mean, if you're making 0.5% and you're paying 4%, you're going to be, 3.5% on $5 million worth of savings. So, okay, well, good.
We're and by the way, Sewer District might. No, I said somewhere that we applied to do something that getting ready to do this tonight. We are thinking. But we finished this one topic. We're ready, I think. I'm speaking to you guys. I shouldn't be to have you.
Shall the board vote on it, Nathan? To
pay me to?
I don't know this one meant.
You want to vote on it as a recommendation to the county commission?
Yeah, we can do that because it's on there. Is there a motion to recommend that the county commission ban everything we can call of our Bee Creek SRF line?
So made.
I will second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Question is, and I didn't vote, was should I abstain on that since I'm getting ready to be the commissioner to make a decision?
We have a quorum, so that's fine. You don't have to vote.
But if you put down that I abstain, I would appreciate that.
Need to have her post that for Monday, so before we get it,
we'll wait for the information to come back. Well, he'll tell us exactly what we're doing. I think he'll get about that. But we should use it in the motion, legal work.
You'll need that by what time tomorrow in order to post it?
We can do it all.
Is there a posting requirement?
You think you can have this before Monday?
Oh, probably. He was very familiar. I mean, we talked for several minutes this morning. I'll probably call him when I get back. And
he's been looking for rehashes. I've been talking for about
2 years. You need to call Nick. He's what I'm saying. If we've got to get this posted by tomorrow morning to get it on Monday morning.
I can try to do that if I can get a hold of him this afternoon.
If not, then we'll do it for the following Thursday. We're going to do it Thursday.
That's getting awful close.
Yeah, that's November, October. The
way he put it to me is just so we're not necessarily on our deadline. It was just to get on the paperwork.
Can we just put it on the agenda?
Then you can discuss the verbiage Monday morning.
Sure.
I may be wrong, but I think it wasn't. I think the November 1 date was not a hard deadline. I think it was just we need about this much time to get everything ready.
You need to state our intention.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't actually want you to call the bond until January 1.
Yeah.
Because that way, that final subsidy is given on for this year, and then the new one has been imposed.
But he needs us to make a decision prior to that.
Yes, sir.
And my comment to you all was there's legal verbiage that he wants us to use.
Right.
And if you'll get that,
I'll read that.
Then I'll go out and tell the girls to set it up for like 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock Monday, and we'll just be whatever we need if you can get the paperwork.
Okay.
And if not, then
the following Thursday next week.
That still would be timely, I think.
Very perfect.
And it would be SRF loans?
Our funds?
Yes, I think.
It would be a great project.
Kelly?
Something wrong with it. What do you think we know about it?
I had to take my job off our team in here. Take that out of
General Barrel, I'm still a friend. Drink some drugs.